cool track coming out of your radio on a Tuesday morning, Alex Warren. A song called Ordinary. But we don't do ordinary on this station. No. We only do exceptional. We only bring you the best. And right now, hey, it's been a while, but I can confirm that for the first time in 2026, the best is in the house, on the microphone, from the plumbing scene, Barry Chapman, Mr. Chapman Plumbing. You know, they're the drain, the leak, the geezer specialists. And Barry, welcome to the new year. Welcome back to the radio station. Good to have you on the mic, man.
Yeah, welcome to 2026 and rolling on. And welcome. Thank you, Belito, for listening.
Hey.
And what a fantastic festive season we had. Eh? I mean, the hustle and bustle in this town was amazing.
It was something for the books. According to people that count people, it was probably the biggest in terms of, you know, numbers of people holidaying on the greater sort of KZN North Coast. And we were just chatting off air. That probably has something to do with the fact that there's just a lot more buildings and houses and dwellings and places than there were a few years ago.
Flying up, eh? Still the fastest developing municipality in South Africa. So, roll on, Belito, Dolphin Coast, rocking it, man.
But all of those places need plumbing, you see. And I have it on good authority that this December holiday season is not a holiday for everyone. In fact, it's one of the busiest times for those in the plumbing trade. Why is that?
Well, so from our side, you know, many years ago, call it 20 years ago, when we started up, you know, everybody would come to December shutdown and everybody would close. And as years went on by, I'm like, why are we closing up? Why are we shutting down? Because this is a time that your clients are now at home using their facilities the most, and this is probably when the problem is going to happen.
Well, this is it. They're not using the off-site, the office facilities. Or
at school.
Or at school.
So kids are at school, you're at work, you're doing what you need to do, not at home. So you may have a little niggle, a root growing in a pipe or a slightly crushed pipe or a whatever, and all of a sudden now you've got four or five people using that system.
Maybe
once,
more,
because
maybe you got some relatives down for the holidays or whatever it is.
So all of a sudden now, instead of that pipe maintaining one doo-doo a day, it's now invaded.
It's under pressure.
And then all of a sudden the floors show, the cracks show, and stuff comes out that you don't want to come out, and you got to help people.
Who are you going to call? That is why I'm sure your teams were very, very active over this period. Now that the holiday surge has kind of passed, are you catching a little bit of a breather, or are things still spinning at full?
No, we jumped straight back into it. Eh? So our crews that worked over December were absolutely amazing. They just pushed forward. I worked with them throughout. We even leak detections through the season as well.
Really, hey?
You can't tell a leak to wait. Wait until the season's over. We did in the region of 200 calls.
Yo.
Over the festive season in the space of basically 3.5 weeks.
You see, so now, as you say, wind it back a few years when all trades used to shut down. What would happen to those 200 calls? Those people would be suffering until things reopened again in the new year. So full marks to you and your team and the general trade at large on the KZN North Coast. It's been a good season. By and large, the holiday feedback from holidaymakers has been that they've really felt the love from Belito and from the service side of things.
But Belito is such a happy place, man. There are so many people in here that just want the best for the community and want to make everybody welcome. And that's why we live here. That's why I've lived here for 40 years.
That's it, man. And not going anywhere anytime soon as this place continues to grow. For those who are now listening to this, maybe they made it through the festive season relatively unscathed, or maybe they started to notice a little something up with the creaky pipes. What are the sort of small signs that people tend to ignore that usually lead to bigger problems later, and that might be a good idea to check out early in the year before they become a real headache?
So with your sewer drainage, one of the most important things is to listen out for bubbles or gurgling or slow running drains. So if you've got a block gully outside, your waste pipes from your basin, then your shower and things like that run into that gully. If that gully fills up with water, your pipes don't have access to air.
Okay.
So they need air to flow properly. So the system will back up a little bit, it'll bubble, it'll gurgle, or it will drain slowly. Those are any bubbling or gurgling is
a telltale sign that something's up.
There's a gremlin lurking nearby.
And if you jump on it early enough, it's generally a good idea rather than waiting until things totally
100% block. Because then now you end up with effluents all over your garden and those kind of things, which is really, really not what you want to have over the festive season with kids running around and all of that jazz.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the other thing is it's very, very difficult to have a look at your water if you've got a burst pipe or anything like that. The most important thing that you need to do is periodically check your water meter.
This is something that I think maybe doesn't happen as regularly as... I mean, you get the bill and then you realize, well, hang on a second, is that right for that month? Did I really use that much
water? You know how many people that I speak to that don't even know where to close their water roof in their house?
Really?
So that first off is number one. Go find out where you need to turn your water off. Find out where your water meter is. And check the thing once a week. Just make sure that there's nothing on in the house. Go down to your water meter, check the water meter, make sure that it's stationary. If it's stationary, happy days. If it's moving,
something is not up.
You need to start being a little concerned. And the first thing you need to go and check is go and check every single one of the toilets in your house. Because the toilets in our properties, they overflow into the bowl. And if a flush mech or a refill mech is not working properly, and you end up with this little stream of water that you actually can't really see. So the best way to do it is just roll up a little piece of toilet paper, put it on the back of the toilet, and see if you can actually see water trickling down. Probably about, I'm going to say 75% of the leak detections that we go to site
ends up being something like that.
Ends up being a leaking toilet or a garden tap that's leaking in the back of the garden that is not attended to very often. So it's majority of the time it's something visible. And the problem with that is that if it is a leaking toilet or something that's visible above ground, your water utility, if you have water loss cover on your utility bill, is not going to compensate you for the water loss because it's above ground.
Oh.
So because it's visual, it should have been noticed, should have been picked up. If you have a burst pipe underground, different story. You can't see underground. So the water loss cover then covers that.
Well, if you don't know, you don't know. And now you know. And obviously, when you do discover that something is afoot, you want to be talking to the experts. You want to be getting the expert assistance to sort it out and to make it right. And when it comes to whether it's an emergency call out or one that's less of a code red but still, you know, quite important, what's the best way to reach the Chapman Plumbing team?
So Chapman Plumbing team, we've got a standby number, emergency standby number. It's on our Facebook page and on the website. It's 084-781-2108. My cell phone number is also all over the place. You give me a shout. If drop me a WhatsApp, if I don't answer it immediately, you'll get an automatic response with the office number and the emergency response number as well. And we're there to help you guys out. And remember, it's not a code red in plumbing, it's code brown.
On that lovely note, you heard it here on Radio Life and Style. It's going to be a free-flowing 2026 with the help of Chapman Plumbing. Barry and the team, they're on the case. And Barry, should we do this again, same time, same place, next week? Catch up for Tuesday? What do you say?
Beautiful. Look forward to it.
You heard it here on your local station, Radio Life and Style.